We've got Neville Stewart joining me now, and he's got Push the Sky Away going around in the second today. Gee, been a lovely, honest horse. This morning, Neville.
Good morning.
Mate, this is just a lovely mare, lovely and honest. Ran third in the Cup Prelude for you, and hopefully today can get the money for you again.
Well, we live in hope, Sean. Yeah, no, she's been paid away well and truly. All the owners are all happier, and they haven't had to put their hands in their pockets, so it's all been good.
You know, the beaut thing, she's had the 23 runs. I mean, you say, oh, she's only won five. That's still damn good. But she just brings checks home nearly every start.
She does. She's had, I think she'd had seven starts when I bought her out of the title or so in Melbourne for one third at Yarra Valley. But since we've had her, she's picked a couple of minor checks up and won five, and but we've had a good run with her, yeah.
Now, you picked her up in the Tridor sale. Was she expensive, Neville?
No, I paid $6,000 for her, which is not very expensive. She raced on the Wednesday at Geelong and went through the sale on the Friday, so she was full of feed and ready to go when we got her, so she's pretty, what you'd call pretty cheap.
Now, when you think about that, pretty cheap, $6,000, I mean, you paid $1,100 through a mixed horse sale for a horse a few years ago, and he finished up winning the Grafton Cup.
Yeah, I didn't pay the $1,100. That Lindsay Felton, he bought the horse. I didn't usually went to those sales, but I didn't go that day. And he was there, and he got him for a bargain for $1,100. And he had been a great old horse. Yeah, he won lots of races.
Abstraction, we're talking about. He won a Doomben Cup.
He did. He won a Group One Doomben Cup, and he had won a lot of country cups. He won a Wagga Cup, Albury Cup double. He won Clounder Cup, and I think he won a good race at Moonee Valley. No, he'd been a great horse.
Now, the thing about him, and Lindsay Felton who bought him, he trained animals for movies, didn't he?
Lindsay and I used to get around the rodeos when we were a bit younger and a bit madder, but anyway, he went his way and I went my way training horses, and he got tied up with Heath Harris in Sydney, that's got Hawkesbury Saddlery now, and he got in with Heath and teaching horses to perform in movies, and they got him going. Lindsay educated him, and he went to New Zealand, and he was the Black Stallion, run off of the Black Stallion with Mickey Rooney and them, yeah.
Yeah, and I think he, from memory, the horse played the part of the son of the Black Stallion, even though he's older than the Black Stallion.
I think he did. I just don't know. I've got a bit of film clip there they done, but I'm not just sure what his part, but I think he was one of the major ones, yeah.
Well, one of the funny things, and I love this story, we often see horses made up with other animals, you know, some of them, to settle them down, will have a goat as a mate, some even have chooks they like. He had a mate called Emma the Pig.
Yes, Emma was another animal that Lindsay got and treated, taught to do all the tricks and everything else, and she'd nearly live inside the house, and they were great mates, and Abstraction and Emma got on real good together.
I saw a lovely quote, Neville, where they interviewed Lindsay's daughter and said, did Emma ever go to the races? She said, I don't think they allow pigs on racecourses.
No, Emma did. I didn't see Emma at the racecourse, no. Emma stayed at home.
Yeah. I just had a funny thought, Neville. Couldn't you win some bets in a pub taking Emma in there and saying, I'll bet you the pig can do this?
Yeah, that's right.
Now,
yeah.
He said a terrific horse. She had a lot of fun. The day you won the Grafton Cup here, I think it was one of the heaviest days, wasn't it?
It was. He was renowned for winning on wet tracks. He won the Doomben Cup on a heavy track, and he just loved the muddy. His boy Grosvenor, he's out of half sister Menicato, and he loved the mud, and he hadn't raced for a couple of years before I got him, and I remember first start I give him was in a mile welter at Eagle Farm, and Bart Sinclair was there, and he said, "This old horse wins." He said, I'll strip naked and run around nuts. But anyway, got beat half a neck. And then he went one on the coast, won a couple others. And we sort of always looked at the Grafton Cup with him. And we come here, and it was the Wednesday, Ramorny day. It was fine and sunny and till about Ramorny. And then the heavens opened. It rained all night. And they nearly called the races off on a cup day. There was discussed with a few jockeys and that. Some wandered off and some wandered on, because Graham Burney rode Abstraction. He wandered on and they had the race day. It was very, very heavy, but they got through the day, and because Abstraction won, which made it better.
Neville, when you got him, as you said, he hadn't raced for 3 years. He's a horse who'd been a top galloper, through a mixed horse sale, $1,100, which is what you'd pay for a cow pony almost these days. What was your expectation when they said you want to train this horse?
Well, he, I think Kenny Newman started off with him in Melbourne, but I don't think he raced, and then Friedman had him. And, but he was an old, he had, you couldn't get him work, he'd just bail up and wouldn't go. Anyway, he sort of, they give him, Friedman had him, then they left him with McLaughlin for a while, and he'd had a couple of runs in the cup here, and of course they just give up the ghost with him and must have put him through the sale. And of course Lindsay happened to be there and bought him, but he was sound, fit, but he was just, he had a few little traits. He and I got on pretty good together once I learned how to work him out.
Did he jack up on you?
Oh, he did, yeah. First fortnight ago, I knew that they said he'd done, and I, first fortnight I used to ride him work, and he went round good, and I said, what are they going on about? But then all of a sudden, bang, put the brakes on.
What do you do? It's like a kid who doesn't want to go to school.
He didn't. He just pull up, and the more you tried to force him to go, the worse he was. You just had to let him stand there, or you'd walk, but he wouldn't trot. You meant you wanted to go fast, you let him walk, and it might be 5 or 10 minutes, and then all of a sudden, away he'd go. And now and in the finish, I always got another horse to go out with, and he'd sort of trot out, and we we knew how to work him, and he was good.
Interesting, he did that on the track, but he never did in the race.
No, he always raced good, yeah. No, he got a long way back in his races a lot of times, and Darren Gouchy used to ride him, he took off him on him, and I don't know, but Graham did the same thing here on Cup Day. He was well back about the 1,000, he took off and went straight around him, you know.
Lovely to reminisce and have those memories this time of year, Neville, isn't it?
It's great, yeah. No, no good if we couldn't remember back on good times and that, because we've got some ordinary times, but it's always good to look at the good times.
Too right it is. Well, let's hope Push the Sky Away gives you another win today, and appreciate your time this morning. Neville, good to catch up.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Neville. Neville Stewart there. Lovely story. Abstraction, $1,100. Finished up in the movies. Yeah, finished up in New Zealand at one stage. Over there, the horse acting, if you can call it that. I suppose you can, in the Black Stallion.